What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Yankees are rolling right now, BT, and it starts with different moves that they made, and now the offense really clicking as they've won four straight.
Last night was fantastic. You know, there's been a lot of times where we look at the Yankees, and just talking about the Yankees, even when things don't seem right or feel right, and when I say seem or feel right, I'm talking about a team worthy of a World Series, just a buttoned-up lineup with contact and that can situationally hit, obviously power, all the things that you want and you need to win. You know, we always go to this, like, as a default. Many people do. Well, they're still top five in OPS, and, well, they still bang a lot of home runs. Yeah, and we know that. And in a lot of ways, it's like a parachute for those Yankee fans who don't want to admit that this team has not been built the right way for a long time. Last night, and again, it's one night.
Yeah.
One night. And there's still pieces that I would sell. I said that on Monday. I stand by that today. We can get back into that if you need to. I'm not running away from that. I stand by it. But at least last night, the quality of at-bats and the grinding and the working of the... Now, they also apparently were getting some steals and some signs, so it doesn't hurt. But if that's the beginning of a bit of a change, not so much a culture change, but just a personality change on this Yankees team, you know, I mean, there's still moves to be made, and Cash seems like he's ready to go bonkers. But last night, to me, was by far not even close. Even with the Bellinger play to avoid getting swept by the Mets or any other win that you want to talk about, last night, by far, the best Yankee win of the season.
See, I think the thing about last night was that it was vintage Yankees. At home, should never be out of it. At Yankee Stadium, with the power bats that they have, and they finally came back. I've been brainwashed since the 90s, feeling like every game the Yankees at home, when they're down late like that, are going to come back. It hasn't happened nearly as much as it should be over the years. So that was great. But to me, it's more than just about that win. It's about when you move the different pieces around, Jazz to second, LeMahieu out, and now you're playing with a team that is fitting much better. It gives you strength to where you do have versatility, let's say at first base, where they could bench Goldschmidt and have Rice play. And now you have Goldschmidt available off the bench, or John Carl Stanton doesn't need to play every day. You want to get Grisham in there, and he plays center, and Dominguez can DH, whatever it may be, and now you have Stanton available off the bench. Like, the Yankees' pieces fit much better, even with just the two moves of Jazz to second, LeMahieu out. They're starting to figure out how to utilize their pieces that they have, what fits best, and now a clear, you know, they're going to get a third baseman, who that may be, who the hell knows, but and they're going to add reinforcements here. To me, the biggest question mark would be the rotation, but no doubt about it, a great win last night.
Yeah, the other thing, too, real fast, you know, you talk about these trades that they absolutely have to and absolutely will make here. You know, I think that when you talk about the ability now, some flexibility with Goldschmidt, sit him down, put Rice at first base. Well, you know, I don't know how Ben Rice is viewed around the rest of the league. I think anytime you think about a big, not a bullpen arm, which they need, but I'm talking about a stud, if they're so inclined to import a stud third baseman, whatever it might be, stud starter. You know, you hear the Dominguez names, you hear Spencer Jones, if maybe that satisfies a team. You hear Lombard, who I would not trade under any circumstance. But the other thing that you could do if there is a stud outfielder that right now is not on the trade on the trade radar, Sal, you could, and I'm not looking to get rid of Ben Rice. That's not one piece that I don't want to sell him. But if you sold, if somebody loves Ben Rice, he's got 15 home runs. He's a kid.
Yeah.
If you traded him, you could then put Bellinger at first base instead of Ben Rice when you give Goldschmidt a day off. And if this outfielder you bring in, what I'm saying is there's a lot of different ways to enhance and maybe make this lineup awesome.
Right. And for the first time, you could see this coming a week ago. I was saying it on the air doing that show on 4th of July out at Citi Field ahead of the Subway Series. Even after getting swept by the Blue Jays, the Yanks bats were coming to life. And I think it started with, well, two things. Bellinger, number one, but Dominguez. The emergence of Dominguez, especially as a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, and you saw that in Queens. He was started banging
around
big time.
So you could see it coming in Toronto. Then you saw it in Queens. You knew the offense was on the verge of breaking out. And now you've seen it against Seattle here. So for the first time, I really feel like, okay, even though they put up gaudy numbers at times throughout the course of the year.
Oh, for sure.
For the first time now, that lineup feels like a gauntlet, as it should be with the Yankees. And I only expect it to get better with the additions and the, you know, continued flexibility that Boone's going to have available to him with the different variations of the lineup. I'd like some consistency in it. You know, last night was not a consistent lineup, and it was getting shut down and no hit for seven innings. But still, ultimately, you got to some of the other bats in there that made a difference. John Carl coming off the bench and so forth.
We want to squeeze the Mets in here as well. We'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. But Sal, last 30 days, I'll give you a broader sample. Last 30 days, which encompasses nearly 100 at-bats, Dominguez is hitting .310 with an OPS of almost .830. You know, with some steals, obviously. You know, and the powers, it's interesting because I almost feel better about Dominguez's evolution this way.
The power will come.
Yeah, well, it generally, like Mattingly developed power later, Paul O'Neill developed power. Like, it, you know, power's not always there. You got to learn to what you're looking for to turn on certain people. Like, it's not easy, even though we want it to be. But the fact that he's growing in ways that are, you know, ways that you have to have players like this on the roster that can score from first base in the seventh inning in a 2-2 game when somebody hammers a ball down the left field line. And, oh, yeah, by the way, is fielded cleanly. Like, there's...
They have multiple guys like that with Bellinger and Jazz in addition to Dominguez.
And Volpe. Yeah. I mean, they probably have four. I don't know if Bellinger absolutely scores from first base, but certainly Jazz does. I would think Volpe does, and we know that Dominguez did. So, you know, if
I was just referencing the guys that actually get on first base.
You can't help yourself. Save that energy for your manager who's forgetting how to use the bullpen all of a sudden. But, no, I get it. I think that it's not perfect, but this week the feeling very quickly has changed, and that's good for the Yankees.
And for the Mets, the biggest thing for me yesterday was the Soto stuff, that he did not hustle on that ball in game one. Now, that wasn't the reason why they lost, but I think somebody needs to hold him accountable. I didn't get on him for the Yankees one. I didn't get on him for the one at Fenway. This one I'm going to get on him for. There's no excuse that should be the case here in July. Mets need every inch that they could get. Now, he was safe. I'm not going just based off of the results. I'm going on that cannot happen, and either Lindor or Mendy need to get to him. And the biggest reason why the Mets lost yesterday was because the quote-unquote Fab Four, I would not refer to them as that. I didn't. I was looking at their big three. Soto, Lindor, Alonso did not get the job done in two games yesterday. They will go as far as those three will take them. If they hit, they're going to win a lot of games. If they don't, they're not going to win many games.
Well, if the top three or four guys hit, then they're in a position to win a lot of games. But I can't roll the dice. And not that I don't trust those guys. Nimmo, obviously, putting him in a little bit of a different category than the others like you do. But you don't know if they're going to all hit together. You just don't know. Baseball's random. We've said it a million times. We know that Cashman told us the other day, in his words, get ready, strap in, we're going for it. Now, I don't need Stearns to say that from a Mets perspective, but he better be prepared to do that. And at least very right now, plotting the course of action to be able to put that into effect. The Mets need a lot. And if they don't get anything, yeah, I mean, they'll still win some games and they'll still be a playoff team. But this is now about championship evaluations and championship windows and championship expectations. The roof has been raised, which means that the ceiling, or pardon me, that the floor needs to be elevated. And right now, the Mets' floor does not strike me as championship worthy. I think their ceiling could. There's just too much reliance on the top three or four guys, too much dead weight. I've said this for months. I know it's like a broken record. And I know you're going to get some arms. I have no doubt about that. But if you don't get the right arms, like if you just get, you know, slight upgrades over Stanek, and at this point that's pretty easy to do. But if you just get slight upgrades, and you don't get a real bat, So I don't think it's good enough.
Yeah, I think the Mets are going to be aggressive. I do think it's good enough. I think their lineup with the top three are good enough as far as real bat. Now, I want a real center fielder. We'll see what happens with Vientos or third base, but I don't think the Mets need a superstar bat. It's going to come down to those three, but they will be aggressive, and they're already getting arms back, which is why I'm not going nuts about the losses. Like, yeah, you don't like losing series, period, especially to the Orioles, especially getting swept in a doubleheader. But Senga's back tonight. Manaea's back on Sunday. What you've seen from this Mets team, if anything, I'd just be happy that they survived. We're able not to drown, keep their head above water going into the All-Star break here. And maybe go take two out of three from Kansas City. Then you feel even better about things. But Senga back tonight. Manaea back on Sunday. Reinforcements will be coming in the bullpen. I have no doubt that the Mets will be uber aggressive come trade deadline.
I agree. I think now, I don't know who's coming, what positions. I do think that Stearns will be very aggressive. But listen, one thing that I very much believe in, again, I've said this too, when somebody shows you who they are, believe you. And too many times over the years, since we're talking both the Yanks and Mets, and we'll get back to both of these calls in a second here, BT and Sal, over the years, the Yankees have shown us, and we've voiced our displeasure day after day, and it's gotten louder and louder, you can't situationally hit. And what does that mean? You don't win in extra innings. Last night was an anomaly. Yeah. The Yankees' extra inning record is atrocious, and it's not by accident. It's because they can't do the fundamentals well enough. And I don't believe that the Mets' batting average with runners in scoring position is an accident. Now, I know that Juan Soto will get better at that, but it's not just a Juan Soto stat. It's an all-encompassing 1-9 Mets lineup. And again, without that big bat, I think that RISP thing, that's a real thing. It's a problem.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hector is in Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Good. How are you?
What's up, Heck?
Hector, did you notice him on, they showed him on SNY, game two. The nut job. He's standing there with his Mets chain on and jersey and trying to cheer them on as they're down 7-3, whatever it was in the game two.
I didn't say, yesterday?
Yeah, he was in Baltimore. You were there, obviously, Hector, for both games.
Like he said when they showed me, never say die. I don't give a darn that it was 7-3. I wish they had that attitude. That is the problem, guys. Keith, how you always get me off where I don't want to go. You have this knack. I wanted to be calm. I wanted to have a conversation with you guys. But that's the damn problem. These guys have no desire to win. It's okay because you play every day and you got to move on and you don't take losses the way us fans do. But you have to want to win. Juan Soto, do you want to win? You're finally upset, Sal, but we've been upset as fans for a while. Because, yes, we love the player, but we're not loving what we're watching a lot of the times. So you lallygag us to fly balls sometimes, like you may have done yesterday. You may not have been able to catch that. But I got to watch you practically walk to first base. He's acting like the guys in softball, the big, heavy guys, that unless they get a clear base hit or a bomb, they just turn to the dugout. He wishes he could do that. And that is annoying. That is frustrating to watch.
Didn't Mendy tell you to calm down yesterday?
You told me to calm down, and then they proceed to lose 7-3. You got to help me calm down, Mendy.
Mendy
was admonished
by Mendy?
No one acknowledged it, but Mendy knows who the heck I am. Okay. So I saw him yesterday. I say hello. We have a conversation. I say, Mendy, I need this game. He says, calm down. We're going to be okay. I said, I hear you, but we got to win this damn game.
Well, I didn't know that.
And then they go lose 7-3.
That's
and
awesome.
And then after they go down, the first inning is good. You hear Pete in the dugout. Pete
was
Soto hits that ground ball. He's like, oh, good job.
One sec, buddy. The next conversation you have with Mendy, tell him not to pull Peterson after 90 for some scrub-like
go there, but I said, you know what? Let me not ruin this conversation. Let me leave it alone. But I'm right there with you, BT. Sal, listen, I get it, man. We don't want to kill him, and it's the problem is David Fish. He made this team with all these damn flaws that are getting exploited every day.
And they're banged up. A.J. Minter was supposed to be a part of the team.
All right,
they got Raleigh coming back. They're going to get acquisitions. I'm not being a Mets apologist. I'm being a realist.
Are you sure they're going to get acquisitions? Are they going to get impactful acquisitions?
Yes, I am. I am sure about that. Now, if they don't, Hector, and thank you for the call. Great stuff. And it was awesome to see you out there on SNY and all the interactions that you've had with Mendy. And I do think, I know Mendy knows who he is because I saw him at the Fan Fest. Mendy and me together with Hector was there, and Mendy went right up to him and was like, oh, yeah, I know you, which took away from a little of the where Mendy said the same thing to me. And I was like, yeah, you know me. Okay, yeah, SNY, FAN. And he goes to Hector, oh, yeah, I know who you are. I'm like, what? Hector? But anyway, so he does know him, so that was great job by Hector. I do believe the Mets are going to be aggressive and get big acquisitions. There is circumstance here with why their bullpen's in shambles, the lineup as well, and the starting rotation. It's not excuses. It's reality. If they don't come away with a massive deadline the way that it was in 2022, then everybody will be ripped to shreds. I don't expect that to be the case.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need Sal's wish list now. I'm going to write this down, keep it in the notebook.
I told you, it's the same thing.
I want it again.
I want the best bullpen arm that's out there.
One or two.
I want one, the best.
Best pen arm,
and
okay.
Then an additional one.
All right, so you want two pen arms. Yeah, leverage. I got you. Seventh and eighth and a guy.
Now, really coming, but like not, it can't be, to me, just one high leverage arm, like the best available arm in the pen, and then really coming back. That's not enough.
Would you rather have two good ones or one great one?
No, I want one great one and one good one.
But I'm saying, what if you can't swing both? Like the two good ones or one great one? I'd rather have the one great one if I'm you. Because I think Raley's going to be good and Diaz is good.
I think Raley too, but I still need four guys back there.
All right, so you want two arms. What else? Center fielder, I know you said.
Yeah, I want a real center fielder.
Are you going to mess around and get a starting pitcher just in case somebody goes down? Or is that four?
I think they would.
Okay, but for you, it's four out of four at this point.
I also think there's a real possibility that they make a shocking move.
Really?
Yeah, I really think so.
Call somebody up, or you mean trade?
Trade. I mean, I think calling somebody up is going to be a given.
It's like Sproat?
Down the road. Just a matter of which one it is. I couldn't tell
What's
you.
What's the other kid's name?
McLean.
He's actually pitching better than Sproat.
Yeah, whatever. They got these young guys. I'm not sure which one they think they deem to be ready.
Yeah.
But they have time to figure that out. And maybe one of those guys could be the weapon out of the pen or in the rotation. I trust that Stern's going to figure this out. I think they can make a big, maybe it's a third baseman. Maybe it's something we don't think about. Remember, too, Alvarez should be coming back. Now, is he going to be a given? No, he's not. But at least the potential of getting him back. The Mets team that we've seen so far for the last 3 weeks specifically is not going to be the team that we're going to see for the next month or the rest of the season. I really believe that. But I think they're going to be aggressive, and I think they're going to get at least one high-end bullpen arm. They're probably going to add at least one starter. To what degree, I don't know. Probably a mid to back of the rotation starter. That's been Stern's MO. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're going to get a real center fielder and maybe a third baseman. Also need to see the news on Winker. I know they were waiting on that today.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but now they sent them back to New York to get some tests on the back. When I hear back locked up, I'm like, not a big deal. But you're not going for imaging if your back just locked up.
By the way, I just saw this as I'm looking to see.
Rodon?
Yeah.
Well, I said in the talk back, because you were
John Hector.
I just want to make sure nothing's wrong with Max Fried here, because I saw this as well. If you guys missed it, Carlos Rodon's been added to the American League All-Star team, and it says he replaces Max Fried on the American League's active roster. And I'm like, why the hell is he? Why is he replacing Max Fried?
Well, when's Fried scheduled to pitch here?
He's still going. He's going. Is it tonight or is it tonight or tomorrow? Hoff? I don't have that in front of me for Max Fried.
He's
got another start again. He said that he's still scheduled to start.
So he's probably not going to be able to pitch. So
I guess it's not injury related. And obviously the game is, Tuesday? So you're talking about Monday going backwards, Sunday. You're not going to want to throw him out there on 2 or 3 days rest, even though it would be a throw day equivalent to that for one inning or so. All right, as long as he's not hurt, that's all I need to know.
Anyway,
that's all I care about.
I was looking to see if there was an update on Winker. The last that I saw was Andy Martino tweeting, awaiting word on Jesse Winker if he needs to go back on the IL. Jared Young traveling to meet the team in Kansas City.
Jeez.
Jared Young. But sometimes that can be a just-in-case thing. This is according to Martino. I would bet. Now, I don't know, obviously. I would bet Winker's going to the DL. I don't think you get, or the IL, I should say.
All right. Well, how about this? Jared Young or DJ? Serious question. I know you were laughing at Hoff yesterday.
Come on, man.
Wait. Jared Young or DJ LeMahieu? Four at-bats in a game.
Jared Young, 100%.
Jared Young.
He's a lefty power. He does, but so does DJ LeMahieu. Young's a lefty power bat. 888.
Well, then why didn't he hit any home runs here?
You got me, Juan Hoff. He just threw in a loogie.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I actually didn't know it was reversible.
That was pretty sweet.
I saw Evan wear the blue and orange.
Like a doofus.
Yeah. It made it look bad, that to be nice. I mean, you want to say do. And then the other side is the City Connect, which I like. I'll be wearing this tomorrow, as a matter of fact, by the pool.
A little gray and purple.
Drinking my surf sides.
So the story behind that, the gentleman who owns Premium Sausage is a good buddy of mine. Now, when that's floating around, we coach our daughters together, live in the same town. Mark, great dude, was actually at his house on 4th of July. And I did not know that was a Premio sponsored hat that Evan was wearing. So I see him 4th of July because the girl season ended.
Right.
And he loves WFAN. He's like, I got a lot of run out of that hat in that picture with Evan. I'm like, hey, it looked like a doof. I was like, no. He's like, that's my Premio hat. I'm like, really? So I come home the other day, and he's a Yankee fan, so am I. But he comes back, and I came home from work. There's a big bag on the doorstep with like 10 of these things. So I'm like, I sure as hell don't want them.
Yeah.
So I'll give one to you, and I'll give one to Hoff, and I'll give one to Lou. Yeah, I got to get one to Big Hurls. Now, here's the difference. This is the difference.
Big Hurl's going to rock this, huh?
He'll look like a badass with that. He'll look like House of Pain.
I could see him with like maybe the gold chain, too, to match.
I think he's a silver guy at this point. I think. But I think he used to rock the gold. The earrings. Oh, Hurls was all into that thing. Yeah. He used to rap.
It's an interesting look. You know, he's the boss man, Big Hurls.
Yeah, but I think...
Putting a bucket hat on.
Yeah, you don't think he could pull it off?
No, I think he could. But it's just weird thinking of the boss man wearing a bucket hat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I could see him in it a lot more than I could see Chris Alvaro. Like, yeah, Chris always buttoned up and dressed. Not that Ryan dresses like...
You
want to
get that game right. Get that name right.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. And I think that Hurley could do it. But again, here, I got to point this out. I just have to point this out. One of the big differences between me and you guys is that I'm nice. Like,
well, what do you mean we're not nice?
You or... No. Yeah. You're nice, yeah. But Sherry, there's no way the Met fans, Loogie with his big brother nonsense, and you ripping Boone and not ripping Peterson. Hoff's actually fairly... He's going to the Yankee game tonight, so I can't go nuts on him. You Met fans around here are so damn territorial that if somebody dropped off Yankee bucket hats at your house... You're not coming in giving them to me and C-Mac and Keith. You're not doing it.
What makes you think that
I just don't think you guys are doing it.
Are you crazy?
I don't think you're doing it.
I wouldn't even want... Now, maybe I'd give it to my family members who I know are Yankee fans, but I'd certainly be giving it away if I had extra. I'd bring it in here. And what do you mean ripping Boone and stick it up for...
The Peterson stuff.
How is that? What do you mean? Ripping... What am I ripping Boone and not ripping...
No. I'm saying if Boone... did last night, yeah, about the Peterson thing. I think it's nuts.
I do the same thing. I don't think it's about Boone. Yeah, yo, come on. I'll tell you this, man.
There we go.
It really is something to behold.
Go ahead.
Yankee fans have an impressive sensitivity. Like, an impressive sensitivity. Last night I tweeted, live time, I'm just watching a baseball game.
Let me pull up the old X here.
Go ahead. I'm not sure if people are aware of this, but I'll make them aware of it. For the, I don't know, 25-ish morons who commented on the Twitter post that I put out there yesterday who don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
My job, and I just love doing it anyway, but it's my job, is to watch baseball games and give opinion on them. Has nothing to do with Met fan versus Yankee fan stuff. So all I said was Grisham wasn't going exactly hard.
I'm looking
that,
at it, yeah.
Which is he wasn't. And I said that before Michael Kay went on his, that was a 60%er. It should have been called 60% of the time. Like, my eyes told me that's odd that he would pull up on that ball. And Yankee fans are like, did you watch the Mets? Why do you stick to the Mets? What about Soto? Oh, you sensitive little babies.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Yankees. And by the way, any real Yankee fan should be saying the same thing. What the hell's Grisham doing on this ball?
Nah, I didn't think you were wrong on that.
So anyway.
I'm reading the comments, by the way. Yeah. And the funny thing is, I got my side of that story, too. Not with your tweet, but my tweet about the Mets. And then the Met fan coming and getting me. Yeah. So I'm looking at some I actually agree with you, but... how was that Mets doubleheader with the Fab Four today? Or is it Fab Five? The next one, worry about the Mets. Yeah. Next one, it's amazing. The Mets lose two games and not one mention. And then you go to mine.
Well, and one guy says real quick, one guy was like, when was the last time you tracked down a ball in center field?
Oh, I mean, good God. If that was the standard, I'm sorry, but Francesa was not going to get a ball in the gap.
And I got news for you.
Neither was the Schmooze.
Yeah, I got news for you. I would have ran harder after that ball than Grisham did last night.
You know what? I played softball with you. You played a pretty tight second base. I think I would have
got there. I would have ran harder.
I know you would have.
He should make that catch. Anyway,
yeah, no, it's funny because then I look at that. I tweeted 21 hours ago, Mendy getting a little loose the last few weeks with some of these pitching decisions, right?
Right.
And what do you think? What do you think comes my way? The copium stuff with Soto, tweet about the Yankees. This one comes from the Boone School, not shocking.
So when did we become so sensitive?
I don't know.
And territorial.
That's a good question. I don't know. Now, I actually think it's the height of juvenile behavior and reaction. I really do. It really doesn't bother me. The only thing that I can think of, and I think it applies to everybody at the station, But I think it applies to you and I maybe a little bit more. And I remember saying this in a bunch of interviews I did before you and I started working together. I said, one of the things that's very unique about Sal and I here, as we got to learn to trust each other, all those things I said. I said, but You've never had in the history of WFAN such a passionate Met fan and such a passionate Yankee fan on the same show. Mike and the Mad Dog, Hall of Famers. Chris didn't even like the New York team, although the Giants when they were here. But then we know about Mike with the Yankees. You know, schmooze and the sweater. You know, well, that was actually a little Yankee Met thing. But Joe and Sid, Met. You know, Evan and Joe, Met. Morning show, some people cared about sports, some didn't. Like, so you, I just think... Because you and I are so passionate, and because we happen to be so clearly identified, you're also on SNY, the home of the Mets. Now, I think that we do, this is just my opinion, I think we do a better job of being fair than people give us credit for, but it is what it is. Social media is the height of stupidity.
I also will take it a step further and say that our own social media stuff does not do us favors in that regard.
Yeah, they leave us, they hang us out to dry.
Well, whatever. All the time. It is what it is, but we have nothing to do with that. Like, if they're going to cut a clip of me saying, which they did today, oh, the Yankees lineup has some issues because they got no hit for 7 innings.
Oh, this is out from today already?
Yeah, which I obviously I said that, but that was not the point of the entire conversation. So that is going to make Yankee fans be like, oh, he's a Met homer, blah, blah, blah. It's the one thing I can't stand because for years before I ever got on this show, I call it how it is with everybody. Jets, Giants, Knicks, Rangers, Mets, Yankees, I don't care. My wife, you, Hoff, me, myself, like, I don't care. If there's a wrong, I'm calling it out. So I can't stand the sensitivity. Yeah. I thought New York was above that. I grew up listening to Mike and Chris. I never really cared. Like, I loved Mike just as much as I loved Dog. Dog Yankee hater, Mike Yankee fan, but I never looked at them as fanboys, they were giving their opinion on sports.
Do you know, now there's no way to do this, and, you know, lucky for, again, not even lucky because I really don't care anymore. I'm not saying I never cared. I really couldn't care less at this point, and it's been like that for years. But if Mike and Chris were growing up, if they were on the air today, and they were the same exact way, do you realize the level of troll that those two Hall of Fame icons would be hit with? Get off the air. You don't even root for New York teams would be the direct salvo at Mad Dog every day.
Maybe, right.
You know, and Mike would be crushed for different reasons and an abundance of ways. It is what it is. Yeah,
and a part of me does understand it. I guess I just don't understand it as a 45-year-old because I look back to myself at age 15 and I'd be sensitive to anybody who critiqued my team. However, when I say that Trent Grisham didn't go hard after that ball, I wasn't taking a shot at the Yankees. If I were trolling, and that other trolls get us in trouble as well because you're just guilty by association because other people do troll, so anything that could be perceived as negative about your team, oh, you're a troll, oh my God, what a troll. If I were saying the Yankees are getting no hit right now, LOL, or something like that, or oh, they missed Soto, that would be a troll. To me, simply pointing out that my eyes told me, what the hell was going on there with Grisham pulling up on that ball?
Yeah.
I would think that anybody with a brain watching that would say the same exact thing for a guy who usually puts that in his back pocket.
And I said the same thing about Soto.
Forget that they were getting shut down for 7 innings.
Yeah,
that can't happen. And that's the type of pitching with Wu that you're going to see in the postseason. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Highlight that.
Yeah, not, play it again. Why don't
not,
you?
Not
you
know, the other 4 hours of stuff that we talked about.
I do feel as if I have to amend one little part of the statement I made. It was a very broad, all-encompassing statement. I don't know if you would have brought in the Yankee bucket hats for McMonagle and Keith. You would have brought one in for me.
100%.
I know you would have, because you've done stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of
As I said that, I'm like, yeah, that was a little little unfair towards Sal. I'll take that little tiny aspect.
BT thinks that every time that he gives us a holiday gift and it's like, hey, here's a Mets-driven gift, it's like, wow, you guys would never think that I'm a Yankee or Jet fan.
I don't hate the Mets because I can give you
this
Mets jacket that I bought.
That's my out. That's my ticket out of jail right there. Anytime somebody says I hate the Mets, yeah, but I get my guys Met gear. Come on, I can't hate them.
Let's get Jim in the Belt Parkway, who's been waiting a while. Jim, what do you want to chime in?
Going 2 miles an hour.
Talking Mets, Yanks. What's on your mind, Jim?
Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going over there, BT and Sal?
Good.
First-time listener, long-time caller.
Nice.
I have one baseball statement I want to make, but I want to ask you guys a question first. Who do you got in this Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea Football Club match on Sunday?
What?
There's a soccer game on Sunday?
The FIFA Club World Cup in your backyard.
The final?
Yeah, the final.
That's this Sunday?
I don't even know who's playing.
Yeah. Who is playing?
Is the United States playing?
Yeah. Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea.
Yeah. I am not familiar with those.
No good?
I hear Chelsea, I think, when I used to go hit golf balls at Chelsea Pierce. I know nothing about
soccer.
Here's
what I'm concerned about. Is there going to be traffic in the area? And if so, that means I'm not leaving the premises on Sunday. And thank you for the call, Jim. That's what because it's that MetLife.
Is that the Red Bull thing?
No, is that MetLife?
Is that MetLife?
Yeah.
I got to go to Fort Lee for a sectional baseball game Saturday night. Mm. Hopefully the soccer people are gone.
Now, next weekend, I told you that the right retirement day is the same day that Messi's coming to town. So I'm going to try to do both.
So I'm definitely
going to the right game.
You're still going to try? Because you brought this up 2 weeks ago. I might try to do both, and then it sounds good now. But then when you wake up and you have to do it,
I have to go pick up my mother. Because that is when I'm on vacation. You'll be off next week. Yeah. I'm taking it the following week. So I'll be going to pick up my mother early Saturday morning, come back, go to Citi Field, see all the ceremonies with Wright, maybe an inning or two. I'll watch Soto hit, then I'll bounce, and then go drop my mom off. She can babysit Sammy, my wife and I, and her
Scoop
family.
Her up. Oh, that's right.
And go see Messi. Go see Messi at the Red Bulls.
Will you drive the whole family?
Or will they get multiple cars?
Okay. Yeah. There you go. All right.
And I will be driving my wife because...
She ain't driving?
Well. I got to take the reins. Maybe on the... You know what I get hit with today on this?
I'd love to hear it.
Now, my wife does not really... She'll like the Mets, right? Maybe of the one team. A little bit with the Knicks she'll get into it, but really doesn't care about sports, which is part of the reason why I wanted to marry her. The last thing I needed was another sports fan.
Like me, when my wife is telling me, why do you defend Zach Wilson on the radio so much? I'm like, not now, honey. Not now.
So today... Conveniently, like whatever, she drops Sammy off at school, summer school, and then she's going to go run her errands for the day. And I get a call on the way to work, and I'm like, this is odd. And she brings up whatever, something. I'm like, yeah, okay, pick that up, that's fine. And then she goes, for the Red Bulls game on Saturday, you know, I don't really have, I know you have a Red Bulls shirt. I don't really have anything to wear. And I just nipped it in the bud right away. I'll give you something that I have, maybe that'll fit you. And even if not, we'll go neutral. You don't need to go out and buy a Red Bull jersey or Red Bulls merch to go to the game on Saturday.
Like, well, you can't fault a woman trying to accessorize, man. I mean, that's she's trying to look sexy. Thing? Like that's not. I can't get on her for that.
Wearing a Red Bulls uniform?
You don't know. I mean,
or shirt? Are you gonna go spend $50 on a Red Bulls thing?
Have you ever seen her in a jersey? She's not a big sport. I know Jen's got a lot of Cowboys jerseys. Like she looks good, and I'm like, she might look great in a pair of jeans, nice little jersey.
I have one that the Red Bulls sent me a couple years ago. I mean, it's my size.
Does it say Licata?
No, but it's a Red Bulls. It's actually like one of those throwback ones, like the
Metro Star. Not the Metro Stars.
They were doing like a hip hop theme thing a while ago, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
I think they were the Metro Stars.
Did they go from the Metro Stars to the Red Bulls? I thought they did too, but I don't know.
Not 100% sure. Anyway, point is, hey, things are tight here.
Things are what?
You got to go be spending on the Red Bulls, like to accessorize for the Red Bulls? I guess I shouldn't have hurt. I shouldn't have curbed her enthusiasm.
There you go.
This is what gets her excited to go to the game. I'm going to go to the Red Bulls game. I want to be all Red Bull-y.
Yeah. First time she's excited, you thwart it right away.
Because, dude, it's one thing after another.
Dude, you don't think
that doesn't stop.
Dude, all of a sudden, there are... I told my wife the other day, I said, there have been more Amazon packages that have come to our home than you and I have had conversations in the last 2 days. Like, it was out of control. Now, in her defense, I didn't know what they were for right away. My daughter's birthday is coming up. She's going to be 9 the end of July. But instead of having just a normal birthday party, it's a Cloud9 theme. So somehow our backyard is going to be transformed into the sky. And there's just a lot of crap that's piling up. And I kind of did a little bit what you did. Not to my daughter. I'd never do that to her.
Right, no, of course.
Like, oh, my God, do we really need... Because she bought these 25 inflatable blow-up chairs. Because we have a big, like a 50-foot projector screen that we rent. Our friends are letting us use. It'd be a movie night, the theme Cloud9. And these big projectable blow-up seats, all the girls will sit in them. They're like $50 each. And I'm like, what are we going to do with these when 3 hours later when every little 9-year-old is gone?
That's it. They're toast.
She's like, well, I don't know. She's like, I'm not going to keep them blown up. I'm like, I know you're not going to keep them blown up. Are you going to keep them, period? I don't want them. Can you return them? Dude, they drive us nuts at the end of the day. Who are we kidding?
I know, but now you make me feel bad.
Why?
Because I nipped it in the bud, just cut it off. And if she's excited about that to accessorize for a game.
Yeah, but your boy BT's got solutions. You want one? You get it. You hand it to her, wrapped. Might be a little...
Yeah, you're thinking logically. But when it comes to certain species, there's illogic stuff that can happen at times.
Understood.
And even if it's not certain species, because we're all illogical, if I did that for my wife, you know what she'd say?
No.
Oh, thank you, but I'd rather this one or that one. Like, this one wasn't...
I don't know if I could help you then. I got to check out now.
The Mets have some issues, but they will get healthy tonight with Kodai Senga making the return. We get into it. Before, in case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app with David Peterson. I know a lot of people on social media were saying the same thing, getting on Mendy for yesterday's loss, taking Peterson out of the game too early. And I would not have gotten on Mendy for that. I just think it's a lack of options. So we got into a heated debate about that before. 888-808-1019. Tommy is calling from West Babylon. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Good. What's up?
You got it, Tommy.
I'd like your opinion on Stanton going down the stretch. Last night, we saw him come off the bench, hit a home run, RBI situation. I think going down the stretch here to kind of save him, save his legs, whatever, he's a good weapon off the bench in an RBI situation like that, because if he's the, let's say, the DH in the everyday starting lineup, he's a liability if he's on base, whether he hits like a rocket grounder past the infielder or a walk. Let's say he's on first. You can't really do anything with him. You're not going to hit and run. He's not going to advance on and out. You're not getting a productive out of him. So, you know, as far as like the remainder of the regular season, what do you think about him off the bench? Now, especially if the Yankees don't land a third baseman, they're probably going to have that Peraza and Vivas, you know, as the third baseman. And that formula, you know, maybe you play one of those guys at third, Stanton comes in for a pinch hit, then you replace him with the other guy to run. And then maybe the playoffs, you plug them back in as the DH. And in the meantime, you got Rice, you got Goldschmidt. You know,
Hold on, Tommy. Because the last part is a little inconsistent. Like, why would you change things up in the playoffs?
Well, you may want his bat to appear a little more. I'm just saying to keep him healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could get hurt, let's say, trying to slide into second. Gotcha. Where the playoffs, you're at the big dance now.
Yep.
That's the only, I'm just trying to preserve his health. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks for the call. It's a good call. I think one of the things that's exciting for me, and I think most Yankee fans would share this, like suddenly newfound excitement here, is obviously we know about the DJ stuff and the Jazz stuff, but there's also been a little bit of a repositioning of the reliance and role of Giancarlo Stanton, which I think is a very, very good thing. Now, just because he had his first career pinch hit home run doesn't mean he's going to morph into Rusty Staub coming off the bench with power in terms of, you know, being a pinch hit extraordinaire. How about the Rusty reference?
Yeah,
kind of like that.
Of course you love Rusty.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, Rusty was I think the best pinch hitter of all time, wasn't he? So he's not going to become that. But I do think it is a little complicated in this sense. Like, if you do that with him, you're basically burning two spots within a minute. Like, if he gets on, so you get a pinch hit, that's one. If he gets on, boom, you get a pinch run. So right away, the roster gets it. I'm not saying you can't juggle it and figure things out, and that's on Boone to do. But I think that he will play less frequently than he ever has as a Yankee.
The greatest asset for Giancarlo Stanton is the threat that he is at the plate, whether it's as a DH, whether it is as a pinch hitter, or just lurking on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
He's a threat. Now, I don't love him. I get it. When he does what he does last night, it's very easy to fall in love with. The majority of the time, that's not the case. If he would have struck out last night like he does quite a bit, would we be talking about, oh, Stanton, how great? The Yankees probably would have lost the game. So, and now, I get it. That's what he does. He hits home runs. He strikes out. But I like that they're not as reliant on Giancarlo Stanton.
Me too.
We've been talking about this for years where I would have moved on from him. Him and DJ were the two main culprits. But at least Stanton possesses something. And yeah, you could keep him healthier in theory, sure. He also could get hurt swinging the bat. I mean, you never know with his elbows being the way that they are. Even for a guy that's in that great of shape, running, swinging, anything he does can hurt him. But he is a threat. He puts fear in opposing pitchers. Sometimes he could take advantage of that fear. Sometimes guys go at him and they make him look silly. But the fact that he could come up and, you know, with one swing in the bat can change a game at any moment, that's a great weapon to have.
Yeah, and he's also a righty, which right now they've just got a dearth of righties. I mean, Judge is the best, but, you know, you look around the horn, and Goldschmidt's obviously a righty, but Austin Wells a lefty, and Jazz a lefty, and Dominguez a stronger side is a lefty, and Grisham is a lefty, and Bellinger is a lefty. That's a lot of lefties out there, so whether it's, you know, stacking lineups, something you and I talk about a lot, or you know, a move that the other manager will have to incorporate that Boone using maybe at some point deeper in the game, that all ties into, you know, giving teams something to think about.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.